Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to All You Need to Know Radio. I am your host, John Hollywood. Merry Christmas Eve, and this is a special edition of our show. On tonight's show, did the President of the United States, Donald John Trump, impeach for life, look the other way while Russia committed a massive cyber attack against the United States and act like someone else did it? We're going to talk about it because I think he did it because he lost the election and he's a bitter old man. Next thing is that our worthless Congress, after 8 months of no financial aid to the struggling Americans that are literally having to go to food banks to get food, passed a $900 billion bill, and it come to find out that the American people get $600. A one-time payment, and where did the other billions of dollars go? To foreign countries. I hate to say I agree with Donald Trump when he vetoed this, but this is a lot. What is the heartbroken, sore loser president of the United States doing in his final days? Also, we have a surprise for everybody. Anybody out there like money? How would you like to win up to $250? We will tell you how as All You Need to Know Radio starts right now.
It's tearing up my heart when I'm with you. But when we are apart, I feel it too. And no matter what I do, I feel the pain.
All right, everybody. Welcome to All You Need to Know Radio, the world's number one show in our time slot. Thank you so much for joining us. We are live from Dallas, Texas in our studios. Tonight, our show is brought to you exclusively by Above and Beyond Design, 210-264-2073. Make sure you follow All You Need to Know Radio on all social media, TikTok, Tumblr, Facebook, Twitter. There's so many of them, but if it's social media, look for All You Need to Know Radio, and you will find us. Let's welcome Almost Woolridge with Woolridge and Nunn to our show. Hello, Almost.
Hi, John. Merry Christmas Eve. How you doing, John?
I'm doing fantastic. Merry Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas Eve to everybody. We are live on Instagram right now. About 7,900 people joining us. That's pretty good for the last 5 minutes. So, President Donald Trump possibly looked the other way while Russia committed a massive cyber attack on the United States. What do you have to say about that, Amos? What's your thoughts?
Well, he is flailing in his lame duck period, as predicted, and continues the very disturbing pattern and habit throughout his presidency as being as deferential as possible to Russia, fueling speculation that he is severely compromised by, if not the Russian government directly, people within that circle. The FireEye, the SolarWinds hack that occurred, and to be clear, it was a backdoor with a software program that I'm not a technician, I'm not an IT guy, but apparently it has been in various large corporations and government networks for over 8 months. So I don't actually think that Donald Trump personally was aware of that 8 months ago, although stranger things have happened. I think it caught him by surprise, just like it caught others by surprise. But his refusal to – his continued – and again, it's the pattern, the same thing we saw in Helsinki. His refusal to put the blame on Russia when even Mike Pompeo, his toady and Secretary of State, squarely put the blame on Russia, and clearly it was Russia according to all normal public sources. But Donald Trump says that maybe it was China, and it's,
well,
again, a pattern.
Let's listen to what they're saying, everybody's saying about it. Here we go. This is from CBS News.
Number of cybersecurity experts blame Russia for a massive online attack infiltrating more than 40 U.S. government agencies. President Trump is not accepting that. In a weekend tweet, he blamed China, not Russia, without giving any evidence. And so far, he isn't taking any action in response. As Paula Reed reports, the president is even contradicting his own Secretary of State.
I think it's the case that now we can say pretty clearly that it was the Russians that engaged in this activity.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo this weekend attributed a massive cybersecurity breach to the Kremlin. But just hours later, President Trump downplayed the severity of the incident and blamed China, tweeting, "There could also have been a hit on our ridiculous voting machines during the election." The president's unsubstantiated theory defies the conclusions of experts inside and outside the government. Senator Mitt Romney said the president has a blind spot when it comes to Russia.
He doesn't want to recognize Russia as the problem they are and the extraordinarily bad actor they are on the world stage.
President-elect Joe Biden's chief of staff signaled the incoming administration could respond with its own offensive cyber actions.
Not just sanctions, it's also steps and things we could do to degrade the capacity of foreign actors to repeat this sort of attack.
But the current White House seems focused on fighting the settled results of the 2020 election. On Sunday, the Trump campaign filed an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court to reverse cases by Pennsylvania's highest court that changed mail-in ballot laws. And CBS News has learned that in a meeting at the White House Friday, the president floated appointing Sidney Powell, a controversial lawyer who has advanced baseless conspiracy theories about the election, as special counsel to investigate voter fraud in the 2020 races.
President-elect Biden's team has declined to comment on that Supreme Court appeal, but as the Biden team continues to transition here to the White House, today the president-elect will receive his COVID vaccination.
Okay, so here's what makes me think that Donald Trump has something to do with this. For one thing, he's acting like he's lost his complete mind because he literally mentally has not admitted to himself or has come to the – he hasn't reconciled in his brain that he is not going to continue to be the president after January 20th. By the way, that Supreme Court – I have a comment from the Supreme Court. Supreme Court says they are in no hurry to hear Donald Trump's appeal. In fact, they do not even return to office until to the to their Zoom or whatever they're doing, because they're not actually meeting in the court until January the 8th, which will be after, or January 9th, excuse me, which will be after January 6th, which once that day goes by, I mean, it doesn't really matter anyway what Donald Trump does. Nothing he could do, nothing his cronies can do, the special prosecutor, she would be removed so quickly because she's such a quack. I mean, I listened to her stand up there and talk about Hugo Chavez or something, that's some drug lord that's dead. And she was talking about, with a straight face, that the election was taken over by a software that was made by a dead man in 2013. Unbelievable.
And just to be clear, he was the former socialist dictator of Venezuela, and he has been dead for over 7 years.
And she lived, and the attorney I'm talking about, which I forgot her name, which doesn't matter. You know,
Cindy Powell.
She lives in Dallas. God help us. No, anyone
I actually
ever
did not know that. Wow, that's news to me, John. I did not know she's from Dallas. That's funny.
She is a crazy bitch. I mean, the things
she is pretty crazy. I agree.
I mean, the things she stood up there and said, I really was like, oh my God, how is she saying this? What I remembered is she's not in front of a judge. You can say whatever you want to millions of people on television, but when you step before a court of law, you need evidence.
Disturbingly, she's in front of the President of the United States. I believe twice this week she had reported Oval Office visits.
Oh, yeah. Her and Michael Flynn have talked about doing a martial law. That's not going to happen.
Right.
So I think that if Donald Trump does much more, Mitch McConnell seems to be very fed up with him. And I don't know if you're getting that or not. But they... You know, he vetoed the defense funding bill. And I don't exactly know what that was. Do you know what that is? I know our troops don't get paid.
That is correct. I'm sorry for laughing. It's not a laughing matter. But every year there's a defense authorization spending bill. It was approximately $780 billion this year. And President Trump vetoed it, allegedly regarding an issue about renaming bases. In the bill, there was a provision to rename bases that are named after Confederate generals. And apparently that's why Donald Trump vetoed the bill, even though I think he's really just being difficult and doesn't care. And I'm not sure I necessarily agree with you about Mitch McConnell, but Trump's power is clearly fading.
Well, what do you mean? Because Mitch McConnell was ready for him to veto this bill so much that he had the paperwork ready so he didn't have to come back to D.C.
Right, because they were aware of the threat. But the bigger problem for McConnell is with regards to the COVID relief bill.
And if you notice, he did not address the nation. He did not get before reporters because he's too scared to take questions. What he did is he recorded something on Facebook and put it out there, and he showed the entire bill. I had no idea the bill was 6,000 pages long. Did you?
Yep. I did, and that's one of the big problems with the bill. And interestingly, bipartisan support for this issue, both Ocasio-Cortez and Ted Cruz separately commented that the bill was too long to read and the time they had to consider their vote on it.
So we've got to take into consideration that the stimulus bill, I want everybody to think about this as we go to break, especially you, Almost.
Yes,
so
sir.
So this $900 billion with a B, America and everyone around the world, $900 billion, the American people have had no financial relief while they struggle to find food. They go to food banks where most of them don't even get any food for their kids. I mean, this is not the country that I know. But then to find out that the bill is 6,000 pages long and the American people get a $600 check is completely unacceptable. We need to take a quick break. This is All You Need to Know Radio. I am your host, John Hollywood. We are heard exclusively on Blog Talk Radio every Thursday night at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We would like to say Merry Christmas Eve to everyone. If you're traveling like 98 million people are ignoring what the CDC says, just be ready for the numbers to go up with the COVID people because it's going to. This is All You Need to Know Radio, and we'll be right back. Hey, do you want to know a secret? I've been hearing over and over again and trying to decide, are you worthy of me to tell you what it is? Well, I've been hearing that you're looking to sell your home. And did you know by having your house just personally staged to look incredible, you could possibly make over $100,000 at the time you go to sell your home? Do I have your attention yet? Are you sure? Are you worthy? Well, I think so. So great. The next step you need to do to get your house staged and to make that money is call 210-264-2073. That's 210-264-2073. That's Above and Beyond Design. And ask for one of our client staff and tell them exactly how you would like them to change your life. You just need to answer a few questions, and they'll be well on the way to making your dream home come true. Call 210-264-2073. That's 210-264-2073. If you're simply looking for a change for your home, or even just to update your little castle, we have the answers. Call the professionals at Above and Beyond Design. Pick up your phone right now, and I mean right now, and call 210-264-2073. That's 210-264-2073. Listen, this is John Hollywood, your host of All You Need to Know Radio, and I have known the owner and founder, Christopher Bates, for many years. And when this guy steps into the limelight, he is ready to change the way that people see the world and make them feel a difference that you would never get from anyone else because he explains it to you and you sit back and you go, When you call a design associate, be ready to answer just a few questions about what you're really looking for in changing your little home or your little castle. And be ready for them to go to work for you right away. Call 210-264-2073. That is 210-264-2073. Also, as a bonus to you guys, guess what? They also have a sister company that you're never going to guess what they do. Have you ever just wanted to go on a trip? Like, maybe to, you've heard of B&B, but no, this is not B&B. No, it's not that. This is a service that offers beautiful luxury vacation rentals, and they can even put a special package together for you that you will not believe it includes. It includes a special adventure package with rentals. And if you're in the market, they are ready to offer you an amazing team to manage your commercial rental property. So I'm not sure what else we need to say to you. We do want to say serious callers only because run, don't walk to your phone because they sell out quick. 210-264-2073. That is 210-264-2073. 2073. Make sure you tell him John Hollywood with All You Need to Know Radio said hi, Chris. One more time, 210-264-2073. In the luxury. Hey, is anybody out there looking for some advertising that you will definitely get some response from? Well, All You Need to Know Radio is ready to open up our market, and we're only going to be taking just a few people as commercials, and we have a executive sponsor at this time. However, we are always looking for different things. If you're interested in advertising with us, you get personalized service like this is John Hollywood, your host of All You Need to Know Radio. I write your own commercial. I ask you a few questions about your business. And we can talk about price. We can talk about me voicing the commercial. We can talk about how we can help your business expand. And it won't cost you an arm and a leg. Once again, All You Need to Know Radio wants to know, do you want to make some more money for your business? If you do, then go to All You Need to Know Radio on Facebook and let us know.
I'm John Ossoff, and the path to recovery is clear. First, we listen to medical experts to control this virus. Then we shore up our economy with stronger support for small businesses and tax relief for working families. And it's time for a historic infrastructure plan to get people back to work and invest in our future. We need leaders who bring us together to get this done. And that's why I approve this message.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to All You Need to Know Radio. That is the incomparable Alanis Morissette, Reasons I Drink. Well, I could use a drink right now. Right now, this is All You Need to Know Radio. I'm your host, John Hollywood. And we have Almost Woolridge with Woolridge & Nunn. Almost, we also have Chris Bates, our sponsor, our exclusive sponsor. And another guy named Kevin. Say hello to everybody, guys.
Hello,
how's it going,
everybody?
Okay, one at a time. Almost first.
Hi, everybody.
Chris.
Hello, everyone.
Kevin.
How you doing, sir?
Roll call. All right, Almost. So we were talking about Donald Trump and about the defensive bill that he has vetoed. So bring us up to speed on exactly what it is, because I know it has something to do with paying our troops, but that's all I really know about it.
Yes. Well, as I said before, the alleged reason that Trump vetoed it was because of the provision in the bill that would have made U.S. military bases be renamed away from Confederate generals. The other things the defense spending bill does is fund the military, which is a very broad thing and includes multiple different services and things, you know, as broad ranging as contracts for food and oil to, you know, the paychecks of the troops and payments to contractors and third parties all over the world. It's a pretty important thing that our government does. It's one of the most important things the federal government does, and it's important that we pay those people and pay for those things.
Why do you think he vetoed it?
It's a complicated question because it goes into the psychology of Donald Trump, which is a minefield, to say the least.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a minefield. But I do think that one of the reasons that he vetoed it was to display that he still has some power while his power is quite obviously waning.
Hey, Kevin, what do you think about this? Not hearing Kevin. Kevin, we're not hearing you.
Neither am I.
Chris, can you hear me?
Yes. Almost
All
can
right.
hear you.
Almost can hear me.
I can hear you.
Oh, Kevin, so what do you think?
Okay. Oh, I think his powers is absolutely waning. I agree 100% with what he said. The House is divided right now with Trump being there. But as time goes on, he's going to have to come to the conclusion that, yeah, this is reality, and he's going to have to move on or be forced out.
Oh, God. My dream is that he's drug out in handcuffs. Really is. I dream about it every night. Is that bad? Almost is that bad.
It's kind of funny to think about, but in reality, sir, I think that if he truly does follow through with a threat to kind of stay in the White House, you won't, unfortunately, my prediction, while, and I may be inaccurate, but my prediction is that if it comes to that, he would be led away quietly in a car, and there would not be a handcuff, and made for TV moment. That's my suspicion. There's not going to be some sort of made for TV moment, but when he does in fact leave the White House for good, he'll leave quietly, is my suspicion.
What do you think about that? There are 67 criminal charges that the Attorney General state of New York is just ready to file.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think Michael Cohen today, the president's former lawyer, you know, remember Individual One? You remember that deal?
The one that didn't take a deal and didn't have to be fun.
Okay. And you'll notice that while Manafort and Stone were granted clemency today, Cohen, who was also a central figure to their shenanigans, has not. He was conspicuously absent from the list. But Cohen today said that the quote, evidence is mounting, unquote, against Donald Trump vis-a-vis the state-level investigation in New York. Now, I obviously don't have like real insider information about that. But from publicly available sources, it appears that he's seriously in trouble. Fraud, tax fraud, wire fraud, insurance fraud, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to get that together. Almost, if you could talk for a minute, the alarm in my building is going off again.
My goodness, absolutely. Yes, sir. So I also heard a clip that was played by John Hollywood from John Ossoff, one of the two candidates for Senate in the races in Georgia. Those races are incredibly important to the policy outcomes of the Biden administration. To remind the listeners of the stakes in those elections, if the Democrats, both of them, Warnock and Ossoff, if they are both successful in their Senate races against the Republican incumbents, then Kamala Harris will break a 50-50 tie in the Senate and be able to pass Biden's agenda. Without the Senate majority, Mitch McConnell's desk will continue to be a legislative graveyard, and it will be incredibly challenging for the Democrats to pass their agenda, which for the listeners, just to remind the stakes, we're talking about the environment and climate change, criminal justice reform, economic reform and things like wage and labor equity and other important aspects of the Democratic agenda to move our country forward in the 21st century and stop the regressive policies that have led us to this moment in time. So if you are in Georgia, I believe it is already too late to register to vote, but if you have not voted already, you should. And you should are you back, John?
I'm here. Yes, sir. I'm listening to everything you're saying because every day we post on all of our social media, Georgia, you have got to win. Uh-huh. The Democrats have got to win both seats. I mean, one is from a Barbie doll robot that we do not want in the Senate. I mean,
you have a way with words.
The other one is a coward because he will not debate John Ossoff. I mean, John Ossoff actually debated a empty podium to show what a coward the guy was, and he still wanted to take questions from the people that showed up. So the thing is what Donald Trump is doing, though, is he's really screwing over the Republican Party, which I have no problem with. Because because they passed that emergency relief bill, which is looking more and more like a government bill, then because it also, now that I've read a little bit of it, they attached to keep the government going so the government did not shut down. So like in the next 5 or 6 days, the government is going to shut down if Donald Trump does not sign this. I heard something about that. Guys, y'all should see our switchboard. If you want to be part of the show, you got to press 1. We got like 30 people that have called in. 516-531-9990 if you want to be part of the show. If you're brave enough, press 1. But I just don't – Kelly and David Perdue, and I can't even say her last name, and it's just she's like a Stepford wife.
Loeffler.
And she just – and stood up there. It was like a robot saying radical left – I'm not even going to go there. Wow, we just got 5 more phone calls. That's crazy. Almost, how long do we have you tonight?
Another 15 minutes or so, John.
That'll work. Okay. We're going to skip commercial breaks, and we right now, just joining us, you're listening to All You Need to Know Radio. I am your host, John Hollywood, with Almost Woolworths, with Woolworths & Nunn. Almost, give them your contact information.
Sure, yes, sir. You can reach my law firm at 972-863-9592, 972-863-9592, and at warrantnun.com. We do business litigation, real estate litigation, personal injury.
And we are exclusive sponsor is America's Best Companies, 210-264-2073. We have Christopher Bates, the founder and owner, on with us. Chris, can you say hi? Are you there?
Yep, I'm here. How are you doing, everyone?
We're doing great. So Chris has joined us. Had a couple people drop off. Nobody brave enough to say it. That's okay. We got plenty of things to do. But our show is exclusively sponsored by Chris Bates and America's Best Companies, 210-264-2073. And we have a good friend of mine, also a sponsor of the Song Pick of the Week, Kevin, say hi to everyone in America and around the world.
How's it going, guys? Merry Christmas Eve.
That's right. So Almost, do you think what Donald Trump is doing is going to affect the race in Atlanta? Because I do. I think
it's hard to tell. I think that the reason why the $600, which you'll recall, the listeners may recall, the Republicans wanted to issue no direct payments to Americans. The $600 was a compromise, and Mitch McConnell said that part of the reason that they finally caved and agreed to these meager payments as
a compromise. Angers me beyond belief that they think, first of all, let's remind everybody who these morons work for. Us. We put them there. And I think,
John, they work for the billionaires.
There are term limits. There should be term limits there. And I think the American people should have more to say with the crap that they pass in the middle of the night. I just think it's ridiculous. I mean,
taxation without representation, am I right?
Yeah, you're exactly. But it's our tax dollars that they're telling us we're not even worth $600 a week or $600 a week for the extra of the unemployment. And then they think that I'd like to see any of those losers go out on $600 and spread it over 8 months and be able to see how they live. How do you think they would live, Kevin?
Yeah, I mean, the struggle is real. I mean, even in the area where I currently live, I mean, there's homeless people. There's at least like 4 in the interstate between 635 and 75, and they're there nonstop. Like, it's a dire thing, and it's only going to continue getting worse.
I mean, I've actually driven by food banks, and I saw 4 different couples leave that I was started talking with them because I've never been to a food bank. I've been very fortunate to not have to do that. And it breaks my heart that our country is in this type of situation. But I actually ended up giving four different families $100 in cash each just because it broke my heart. And I don't – right now, I don't have that kind of – you know, I make a lot of money when I can work. When I have a government telling me I can't do any work, that I can't leave my house, that I can't open a business, and then they say, oh, yeah, you can, but you have to do this, this, and this. I mean, we've lost 100 restaurants in this country over the last 200 days. That's completely unacceptable and un-American that I can say anything else about. I mean, almost
it affected your
business a little bit, right?
Well, I've been very fortunate, but yes, it affected all businesses. And I think that the thing to remember is that we're talking about the richest country in the world where there are people who are hoarding wealth like dragons and literally have more money than they could ever spend. Yet there's, as Kevin said, four homeless people between, you know, a 5-minute patch of highway. The country is so divided along the class lines that sometimes the political divides seem minute. Look, I don't want to sound like a Marxist or something, but if the people who were worth tens of millions of dollars all banded together and voted as one, we would have a very different looking country.
Agreed. Chris, what do you think?
I think almost is spot on. And, you know, I agree with Kevin. I've watched in my community, I've watched homelessness increase probably tenfold since April. And it's absolutely heartbreaking to watch these people and just, you know, I personally have been very blessed and I'm not on the streets yet, but, you know, it could be me. It could be you. It could be any of us. And it just is – it's absolutely frightening to see it happening before our eyes.
You just don't recognize our country anymore as the situation. So – but almost you think that it really won't have that much of a difference on the Atlanta votes, because I think it will, because they are the ones that the day that the government taunted and they were so excited and praised themselves and patted themselves on the back – on social media of passing this $900 billion bill, where the average American only gets $600, a one-time payment. I mean, how do they sleep at night? But the people in Atlanta, Kelly and David, immediately went on and did a commercial and put commercials all over about how they had passed this bill that was going to change people's lives. So you don't think that's going to hurt them?
No, I think it will hurt them. I think the way you asked the question before was whether Trump's shenanigans would hurt them. And I said I wasn't so sure. But I do think that the COVID relief egg in the face of the Republicans, Trump put them in a very difficult position when he came out and said, I support these $2,000 checks rather than the $600 that was passed, because it kind of sent them back to the drawing board when Trump was not involved in the negotiations. So that's the thing. He's such an abnormal president. A normal president would have been involved in these negotiations for this critical bill. But Trump and his team have been so engrossed with overturning the election that they were asleep at the wheel for this very important policy argument. And so, you know, in some ways the Republicans reap what they sow.
Let's clarify this to everyone. There is nothing, no way, nothing that can be done that will stop Joe Biden from being sworn in as the next president of the United States on the 20th. Donald Trump and his Republicans can play the games they want to play on the floor, change the Constitution. And also, all these pardons Donald Trump's doing, did you know that his pardons can be reversed? I did not know that until I started looking last night. And if he – any pardons that he – because George W. Bush did it, and I did not know that either. But one thing Donald Trump as a positive has taught me is to know my Constitution, is to know what my government can and cannot do. And so Donald Trump's doing all these pardons. However, Joe Biden could come in and reverse several of them because all he has to do is prove they're part of covering up a crime for Donald Trump. And they can be reversed. Did you know that? Almost.
Are you asking me? Because I kind of did. And I think that the proprietary nature of the pardon is being pushed to its limits. I mean, the pardon is not supposed to absolve a president's allies who are absolutely guilty on the facts. It's supposed to be the escape valve for an unjust justice system. And, you know, Manafort should not be pardoned. The man's a traitor to the United States and to the West in general.
He sold us out. Been converted or whatever. Why does he need a pardon? Why does he need a pardon too?
Well, I don't know. The you know, Charlie Kushner's been out of jail for 14 years. He was pardoned today.
You're talking about Jared Kushner, his son-in-law's father?
Correct. And look, the Blackwater guards, Betsy DeVos is the education secretary. She's an Amway billionaire, the head of the biggest pyramid scheme, the original pyramid scheme. And she was appointed the Department of Education. Her brother,
$1 million,
is a mercenary. Yeah,
who knows how she
got that. But anyway, Eric Prince, her brother, runs Blackwater or Z or Academy or whatever its name is, and they're a mercenary force. And in Iraq, they murdered a bunch of people, including children, in a square in broad daylight. They were charged with it and were sentenced to jail. And one of them was, I think one of them, maybe two of them, were pardoned. They were currently incarcerated and were pardoned. These are people who committed mass murder in broad daylight. That's an abuse of the pardon power. And
that's,
I understand, true, what the Constitution says, but that's egregious. That's not what it's for.
Here's the big question. Can Donald Trump pardon himself? I know he can pardon his family, I think, but then that goes back to the thing of it could be reversed because he would only be pardoning his family to cover up crimes to protect Donald Trump.
Right.
They can be reversed.
I believe that's accurate, but I think that there's never been litigation on such high stakes about that. I don't think the framers of the Constitution intended the president to be able to pardon himself, although my understanding is that no case like that has ever been litigated. So the Supreme Court has not weighed in. And, you know, obviously the Supreme Court with three Trump appointees is pretty conservative. And if they were to weigh in on whether Trump could pardon himself, I would not be confident that they would decide the issue the same way that I did. I also haven't studied the historical accuracy of the pardon power in great depth. So, you know, I don't know what the framers were like, why they thought that the pardon power needed to be exactly the way it was, except for the idea that it was like a release valve for when the justice system was corrupt, which this is almost the opposite.
Right. I'll email you or text you the article that I pulled up because I verified it through several sources and was very happy to see that there was a way to overturn these outrageously ridiculous things. And once again, Donald Trump's mentality shows through how uneducated he is. And really, the people around him are just as uneducated as himself. So here's my question, back to the original question. Did Donald Trump let Russia commit a massive cyber attack and let Russia get away with it? Do you believe he did? What's your thought?
Again, my thought is that he was he is compromised, likely is my thought, and is probably blackmailed. But I also don't, if I was the Russian intelligence, I wouldn't signal to him, hey, we're about to do the cyber attack. I don't think he knew about it beforehand, but because of his compromised nature or his blackmail nature, exactly what it is unclear, but because of the way, as the patterns, you know, from prior to the election through Helsinki and other places, you know, the addition to the Ukraine fiasco with the impeachment, he's compromised by Russia, and I think he would not blame Russia for what was obviously Russia's fault, but I don't think he knew about it beforehand.
All right, buddy. Here is your two-minute warning. Thank you so much for staying over with us a little bit longer.
You're very welcome, and Merry, Merry Christmas to all of the listeners. Thank you. And Merry Christmas to you, John. It's been a tough year, but a good year of this radio show. Thank you, John.
We're just getting started, almost. Get ready for next year.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let me give a brief recap. So I think that, as I said before, the biggest, most important news piece, political piece of the day is the Georgia election. It's critically important that the Democrats take both seats in the runoff elections in January. Donald Trump is flailing in his last days of his lame duck period, and it's a sad shame the abuses he's making vis-a-vis the veto and pardon and clemency process, and of course the shameful, seditious attempts to overthrow the election. Much love to all. 2020 was a hard year. Here's to a much better 2021. Merry Christmas. Good night, everybody. Merry. Thank you, John.
Well, thank you, almost. Great evening. Merry Christmas Eve.
Merry Christmas.
All right, guys. So this is All You Need to Know Radio, and we are back. And let's talk to our exclusive sponsor, Christopher Bates, with America's Best Companies, 210-264-2073. Hey, Chris, you with us?
Yep, I'm with you.
All right. Tell everybody why they should use your company. I know why they should, because if you actually have somebody cast your house, where they go in and they make your house look incredible for somebody that walks in, everybody should also know that the first impression that you give someone when you're looking to sell a home, you know, there's a lot of ways you can do that nowadays. So why would they want to use you?
Well, we're the best at what we do.
Of course you are.
We can take your home. We can take
vouch for that 100%, guys. This guy, I've seen ads on TV here in Dallas in the last couple of weeks doing what you do, Chris, and they are so cheesy looking. Just like, oh, my God. 210-264-2073, guys. And on all social media, let's hit him up on Instagram tonight if you need to get new business with him. Go ahead, buddy.
And we can take your home and, you know, from start to finish, we can if you want to sell what you have and just move into a new home with what you have on your back, we can help you do that. We can pack your previous home down, move all your items to the new home, set up, you know, we're designers. So we design, we do interior design, we do exterior design, and we do home design. So we can build it from the ground up and have it ready to move into and actually help you move into it, you know, all with just one call.
Because you do everything from start to finish. I mean, it's not that you're asking the customer. You ask their opinion as to what, you know, what their kind of outlook is. But you're the one that – you're the boss. You make the decisions,
yeah,
is what I mean.
Yeah, and I do, you know, I do, of course, I value my customers' feedback, but a lot of times they don't know how to tell me what they want, so I kind of have to get it out of them, and the best way to do that is with visual, visual computerized animations so that they can actually physically see what we have in mind for them. And
is it like
course,
a virtual,
you know,
tour? Is it like a virtual tour?
Kind of like a virtual tour. We sit down with them. I've got a program that I can sit down and you know, mix and match different room designs and you know, come up with something that really pops for them. And that's what it's all about. It's, you know, it doesn't matter if it pops for me. It's they're going to live in it, and I want them to be comfortable with it. But what matters to me is that it flows correctly, because there's nothing worse than being in an environment where everything is just mishmashed and it doesn't flow right. It just kind of makes your whole everything kind of chaotic. And so when you walk into one of our homes, you get a real sense of you know, this is relaxing. This room, you know, I could live in this room, and that's what we want. We want our customers to feel like that they can live where we do the designs at.
Absolutely. And whenever this COVID stuff is over, we are actually going to travel to one of his properties and do our radio show live from America's Best Companies. 210-264-2073. Go to Instagram and go to Above and Beyond Decorating and Designs LLC and send him a private message on Instagram or just follow him, give him a like, tell him you heard us on here. We want to make sure that you feel the love from this guy because, man, I've known Chris for a very, very long time, and he's a lifetime friend of mine. He's somebody that takes everything so incredibly personal, but that's a good thing because he wants to make sure you're happy. So America's Best Companies Incorporated owns Above and Beyond Decorating and Designs, 210-264-2073. Guys, you know that if Chris were to do your house and you were go to sell it, you could make another $100,000 on top of whatever you would make. That is mind-blowing to me. Chris, go ahead and tell him how to get a hold of you, and we'll close this out.
Yes, you can reach us either via our Facebook page, or you can call. This is my personal cell phone number, and it is the number that you give out, the 210-2073. If I don't answer that phone right away, you leave a message, and I'll call you back within a 24-hour period.
All right, guys, so that is America's Best Companies. Go to Instagram and go to Above and Beyond Design. Decorating and Design LLC. You'll find them. If you can't find any of their contact information, they are all over All You Need to Know Radio social media as our sponsor, as they have been for a while. Thank you, Chris. We'll be right back, guys. You're listening to All You Need to Know Radio. A quick break, and on the other side, we're going to talk to Kevin. We'll tell you why when we come back.
Families, for our communities, for the people that we love. Who do we want to be to protect them? Anyone can wear the mask. Anyone can choose to show up in small ways and simple ways for the people that we love. And anyone can choose to show up for the hard battles to make sure each and every one of us is taken care of. Anyone can wear the mask to make sure that we're all protected. Will you?
And upper merchants and restaurants have enjoyed some relief from the COVID-19 business impacts, due in part to the city's decision to close several streets to vehicle traffic Fridays through Sundays. City officials are reminding patrons that the closures will be cut short from the original August 23rd end date unless masks are worn and a distance of at least 6 feet is maintained. The city's expectations are consistent with other protocols being set in the community. The University of
All right, everybody. Welcome back to All You Need to Know Radio. I am your host, John Hollywood. Guys, once again, Merry Christmas Eve. We are not going to be able to take, we've got like, I think 35 people, 38, 40. We're not going to be able to take anybody on the show because we are about to run out of time. And I don't know about you, I want to spend some time with my family tonight. it is Christmas Eve, but we felt like that the things that are going on in the country are too important not for the show. And we do shows on New Year's Eve, on Christmas, Thanksgiving. We do not rest. We are doing a show every single week because you need to hear the truth. You don't need to hear the damn spin. Right now, our song pick of the week is sponsored by Code Blue Solar. And Kevin, the owner, is joining us live. Hi, Kevin.
How you doing, John?
Tell everybody about your company.
Hey, John. Yeah, so we specialize in green energy. And with Biden being elected, there's going to be a huge movement for the renewable phase in our country to propel us forward into the future to a more sustainable environment. And with that, we are creating a solar pretty much package for anybody with a home. They have to be a homeowner. And pretty much what these solar panels do, they produce electricity for your household. The solar panels, any excess energy that you have, you get to sell it back to the grid. Of course, it is a grid-tied system. Just in case something does go wrong, you're always backed up by the grid themselves. So your house is literally making you money at this point instead of you paying a light bill.
What I find incredible is you sign a 12-month contract with your company. You don't pay anything for 12 months, and then eventually you have no electric bill. None. And they guarantee their work, guys. Give them your phone number. Social media.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's 214-292-0497. And you can email me at kevin@blue solar.com. kevin@blue solar.com. Or you can call me again at 214-292-0497. If I don't answer, I'll give you guys a call back in 24 hours or less.
Also, guys, you can hit him up on social media. He's on Facebook. He's on Instagram. You can private message him on any of those. That's mainly what our customers do. I actually sat down before I let anyone sponsor anything on my show, and Chris is definitely a witness to this. You know, I sit down and I want to know what you are going to be talking to my listeners about. And I was completely blown away by this guy. He owns his own company. He really, really cares. You know, an air conditioner was broken and he took care of the air conditioner. And the person that had signed the contract with him, they didn't have to pay for that. Make a payment for 12 months. And you're not going to have an electric bill eventually. How many people can promise you not to have an electric bill? Code Blue Solar is what you guys need to do. Hit them up on Facebook. Hit them up on Instagram, 214-292-0497. Kevin, tell them why they need to call right now.
Well, right now we are at the 26% ITC credit, so Uncle Sam is helping you guys out. Go solar. However, that will be going away, so you need to take action now.
That's right. So 214-292-0497. As for Kevin or Code Blue Solar on Instagram, on Facebook, make sure that you tell them you heard about it on All You Need to Know Radio. They are going to be a sponsor with us for a while. This guy's a good guy. I want to get him some business. And with that, we'll be right back with the song of the week.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my heart.
Help you. I raised my score 13 points with Experian Boost.
I raised it 17.
Not a competition.
But I win.
Thanks, Experian.
Thank you so much.
Boost your credit scores instantly, free. Download the Experian app now.
Collect like old friends, here to relive your time.
You Need to Know Radio. I am your host, John Hollywood. This is our song pick of the week, sponsored by Blue Solar, 214-292-0497. Anybody heard of this girl right here? I mean, we did it. We had to shorten this because she has so many hits. But here we go.
You said the way my blue eyes shine, but those Georgia stars.
I mean, we could play on and on, and every one of those songs are number one hits. Taylor Swift is our artist and our song pick of the week. And the currently, right now, she has broken another record, which she has another album out called Evermore. That's number one or number two. That's number two on Billboard. And Folklore, which is what the song a little bit more of, is all in number one. So she has the number one and number two album in the country right now. She's like 20-something years old. She is a force to be reckoned with. Scooter Braun, if you know him like from Justin Bieber, well, he decided to sell her masters out from under her. Well, she's going to have the last laugh because she got those back. She's re-recording every single one of those songs. They will be in a different heart of hers, a different mindset. She promises they will be even better than they were before. And to show Scooter Braun how it should be done, she started her own record label, and all the artists that she signs own their masters from day one, changing the music industry. My sister is in the music industry. Label after label screwed her over and kept her masters. Also, on Taylor's label, you have the authority with her to tell her what you want to release. Most of the time, labels decide. What we're getting ready to play for you right now is the song pick of the week, which is sponsored by Code Blue Solar. This song is new, and it's dangerous, and it's in your face. Guys, what do you think of Taylor Swift before we play the song?
Chris, I love Taylor Swift.
You do?
Absolutely.
So you know her music.
Her.
What's your favorite song from her? I'm going to test you.
Don't do that.
All right, moving to Kevin. Kevin, are you a Taylor Swift fan? If you're not, you probably are after listening to that montage.
Yeah, I like Taylor Swift. I never reminded her. She has a very good voice, and yeah. I mean, she's a force to be reckoned with.
And she's a songwriter.
Definitely.
She's a songwriter,
yeah,
guys. All right. Once again, our song pick of the week, All You Need to Know Radio for December 24th, Christmas Eve, is Taylor Swift's number one song in the country, Evermore. Take a listen. So that was Taylor Swift. Let's let our guys say goodnight and Merry Christmas, starting with you, Chris. Say goodnight to everybody
goodnight.
In America and around the world, and tell them, what have you done today to make yourself feel proud?
Goodnight, everyone. Have a Merry Christmas to all of America and everyone around the world. And today I actually got myself organized, so I've been working on that for months, but today I've really made some progress. So we're going to start off the new year with a whole new organizational outlook.
Well, I can tell you, my friend, that you have been getting organized for the last 8 months, I think it's been. So I'm so proud of you, and definitely I am very proud of you. Great job. Stay there. All right, Kevin, what have you done today to make yourself feel proud and say Merry Christmas to everyone in America and around the world?
For sure. Again, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas Eve, you guys, and Merry Christmas for tomorrow. What I did today to better myself was actually devoted. I didn't listen to the audio, but I actually read a chapter in one of my books that I'm reading right now, which is called Rich Dad Poor Dad.
Uh-oh, we may have a book club on the show coming up. All right. Thank you so much. Guys, I want to personally thank both of you for taking your personal time to be on the show with us. Our listeners really, really enjoy having different people's thoughts of what's going on in the world. What I want to say to everybody is this. We are in a really bad place right now in our country. And although I understand that people wanted to go see their family, you made a mistake in doing it because 98 million people traveled through the air on the ground. And I hope you're wearing your mask because, guys, if we ever want to have any type of regular life again, we will be rid of Donald Trump. I'm excited about our new president, Joseph Biden, who I've actually personally spoken with, and hopefully we will have an interview with in April. But I'm excited that he is going towards the solar for the Green New Deal. I think that's an amazing thing. And what have I done to make myself feel proud? Today, I went to the doctor and got my chest done on everything, and I am 100% in better shape than I was 5 years ago, my doctor said. Also, I want to let everybody know I have heard your cries or your requests that vaccinated with the new COVID-19 live on the air. I accept that challenge, and as soon as I am in the running to do it, I'm not going to be like Congress and jump ahead. I'm going to wait my turn. And with that, Merry Christmas Eve to everyone in America and around the world. And remember, keep reaching for the stars because that's where it all begins. Never let anyone tell you how to love, who to love, or how to make your dreams come true. Good night, live from Dallas, Texas. And for God's sake, if you go outside, wear a damn mask. Good night.